Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Evangeline, please?
This is she.
Hi, my name is Dave. I'm calling you from Milestone. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. The reason why I'm calling you is because here at Milestone, we actually we provide our customers with financing. And right now, we'd like to provide you the most profitable option to help you grow and expand your business. You're still at DNR Associates, Inc., correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have any cash advances or any loans, Evangeline?
I do have one, just one position, and it's about probably about $6,000 or less. It's probably less than that by now.
Okay, so it's about 5,000. Copy that. Okay, so the good news is that I can get you enough capital to cover that and, of course, get you, you know, whatever else you need. The information that I have here is I have wanted to confirm with you so I can send you the application. I have it spells, I believe, is spelling your first and last name combined. It's like Eve and then Lang and then 48@gmail.com. That sounds good? That sounds current?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. That's what I thought. So it's a combination of your first and last name. So I have that. And I'm going to paste that here. And the name of the business it is, I just asked, DNR Associate Inc., correct?
That's correct.
Okay. How long have you been in business, Evangeline?
Since 1995, 1996, I became incorporated.
Oh, okay. 1995.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any partners or you're the sole proprietor?
I am the sole proprietor.
Okay, awesome. And tell me, what do we do here at DNR Associates? What do we do here?
Yeah, so I'm government contracting is what I do. I'm a federal contractor consultant for small businesses with different agencies.
Okay.
And so I'm I do technical writing or maybe, you know, some network type of work. It just depends on what they're needing from me. I'm able to do all three labor categories.
Mm-hmm.
So myself, you know, it's been myself for the longest because as I'm growing, I needed to add just a couple of people. So
mm-hmm.
I have another contract writer, contract manager to join my team to help me write and bid for my customers. So that's my job is to get out there on a contract, bid for the customer, win it for the customer. If I win it, I
mm-hmm.
now have to implement. I have to hire the person for them. Based on the requirements, I have to manage the contract, and I also invoice for the contract. Yeah.
Awesome. And you've been doing this all by yourself, you're looking to
mm-hmm.
add another person. If you need the capital, would you be using it to perhaps hire more people?
I would because, yeah, this, like I said, it's growing and I'm getting a lot of demand, you know, other small businesses needing my help to help them get started in the SAM.gov and you know, just kind of walk them through it. And again, my job is to go out there, identify contracts for them, write on their behalf, because a lot of small companies don't have the capacity to do that. So I
right.
offer like a 3-in-1. Yeah. And so my job is to go out there and help them after they get registered, identify the contract, write to the contract on their behalf to whatever agency. Because I'm mostly familiar with a lot of the agencies, whether it's military, whether it's the NASA side or any of the other Veteran Affairs, which is the largest one of the agencies that I write for. And,
okay.
So that's typically what we do. And so I had to hire a recruiter because now I was doing all of it, like you said, by myself. So I needed to hire a recruiter to help me assess that and then hire another writer. Yeah.
Copy that. How much do you think that you earn on a monthly basis, Evangeline?
Somewhere between $15,000 to $16,000 a month, and it could, you know, go more than that if I could, you know, get other people and, you know, build out that capacity, you know,
right.
In terms of building hours. Right now it's just me, so that's what I'm bringing in, just myself,
mm-hmm.
and then if I just to add them to it, I could build out their hours as well, yeah.
And question for you. I'm going to write that you're using the capital to do an expansion. How much do you think you'll be needing?
Just off of including the software that I want to be involved with that, I would say somewhere between maybe 30, 40,000. And that's just to retain at least 3 months of salary until I go to a billing cycle after mm-hmm. we win the contract. Because mm-hmm. it takes, after you work, you have to bill, and it takes another 30 days for them to pay. So if I have at least 3 months of salary, that will help me, you know, get through that cycle. Yeah.
Copy that. And tell me again, you said that, you have one for about $5,000, you said, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, do you recall the name of the place, the institution which you had the $5,000 with?
Yeah, lending check. Yeah, lending check.
Lending check. Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, like I said, I'm going to try to do for you is send you with my best underwriter, send you the mm-hmm. application right now, and get you enough capital to get out of, pay that off, and then, you know, working capital so that you can do your expansion to buy your software, whatever else it is that you need.
Yeah.
Now, quick question for you. The only thing that we're going to basically require, I think you're probably already familiar with this, is they're going to ask you for the last 4 months of your bank statements. That will be mm-hmm. May, June, July, and August. Nothing else. I mean, I know that this is about to end this month, but we won't require that. We will require only the other ones that I just mentioned to you. And what I wanted to do was, at least right now, do you have a few moments that you can stay with me, Evangeline, and we can check your email together and make sure that you do get the application. My turnaround right now is exceptional. If I get everything right now that we need, you're going to get a proposal in the next by tomorrow morning. You should have a proposal if you're okay with it, if you like it, and if it works for you, then basically you can have your money within the next 72 hours. I suppose that you will want it ASAP, right?
Yes, but it's not a hurry. I mean, it can happen. Yeah, it's not a hurry for me to stop.
Yeah,
right.
But the point is that we work very, we are very efficient with the time, because we understand that the clients, mm-hmm. They do want a quick turnaround. Sometimes it takes a long time, and that's what we one of the answers one of the questions that our application asks is what is it that you're focusing on. And most people, they say always they like to say that the speed is the number one thing that they are they're like to, you know, get their money as quick as possible. You told me you have mm-hmm. a 15,000 you're bringing in, and that we're looking for between 30 to 40,000, right? Something around there.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, I got that there. Annual website, email. That's what we're going to put the email over here. Again,
I got my phone pulled up, so if you send it, I can see if it's coming through.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to put it right now. Let's see here. I think mm-hmm. I got everything here. Industry type is underwriter. Okay, let's see. Okay. Now, let's see, underwriter. Okay, and submit.
Hello?
Okay, here we go.
Okay, and what name am I looking for? So I can make sure.
It's going to be coming from, it's going to be coming from David at, milestonecapitalfunding.com. So give me a second. I'm saving that and I'm typing the header. Make sure that I get the correct header. And you tell me what you see in just a second. Okay, one moment. Here we go. Now I can send it to you. Online application. Preview it. Okay. Got it. Okay. It's going to tell me that it's gone successfully. Right now it's telling me that it's has gone successfully. Can you please go onto your email and refresh it for me, please?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Let's see. Okay, I have it.
You have it? Okay. So there, all I need, if you are right there with you in front of your computer, could you
I'm not in front of my computer. I'm standing in my kitchen right now with the phone that has my email to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me, when do you think that you can drop me those the bank statements? Because all I need to for you to do is to drop the bank statements, and if you have a moment, I'd like to stay with you. I mean, or you can.
I don't have a moment. I don't. I was getting to walk out the door. Yeah. So it's almost 6:42 here. If I can do it through my phone, then that's fine. But I'm not prepared to do that right this second.
I understand. Let me ask you something, Evangeline. When do you think I can call you tomorrow so we can do it together?
Let me look at my calendar real quick.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, I may get something going on tonight. Let's shoot for 10 o'clock Central Standard Time.
10 o'clock, okay, copy that. Tomorrow will be 9:26, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. Okay, very good.
Okay,
so I have that, so I'll call you tomorrow. And this application, I mean, like, look, you can go through it after your dinner if you want. It's very easy. It's going to ask you for your name, name of the business, tax ID, and then afterwards it would ask you to drop the emails onto the Dropbox. If you wish, you can go as much as you like. You wait for me until tomorrow when I call you at 10, and then we go and we fill it up together, okay? Or we drop them together, okay?
Okay. And may I ask, how did you get my information?
It says here that you have in the past looked into financing. And what we do here is that since we work with all the institutions, all the data is collected of people that have looked into financing in the past. Your name came up, and you are in the public database of people who have looked into financing. That's where
it
comes from. Uh-huh.
I like to ask that because a lot of people have tried to contact me. I just haven't reached out. I've had several financing companies here in the last probably month trying to offer me different. A late text late last night from someone trying to offer me $100,000. So I said, what's going on? So that's why I'm asking the question, because I find it interesting. It's all happening together. I do check my credit score, so I know it's increased and done some activity there, but I've just tried to figure out how people finding me.
Right. No, I understand.
Like,
and I don't...
What is the key? How are you all getting that information, or you know, what's going on? The reason I'm getting all of these calls and offers in the last few weeks. Yeah.
Right. That's the reason why you aren't in a public database, that it's collected when you have done searches or you have applied. But if you have done in the past anything, look through any information in regards to anybody according to the national database. If you do a pull on financing, you automatically go into that list, and then that's where your list, your name comes up. And, you know, we, if it's something recent, you know, we will, like us, we will contact you and try to put a deal together for you. And if it works for you, great. But what at least, the only thing that I can tell you and I will assure you is that I'm going to do my diligence and my best to get you the best possible rates and terms. If it makes sense, I know you're going to do it. If it doesn't make sense to you, of course, you know, you'll at least you were presented something amazing. And if you wanted to do it, you'll do it. If not, then no hard feeling. But at least you know where you stand. And at least that I like to bring that type of a relationship with my customers. And I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful day and enjoy your dinner. Remember, my name is Dave, and I'm at your service. Okay, God bless.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye, Vanessa. Take care. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.